理课堂听 class.com
Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. The next few days we'll be talking about newsworthy clips, so stay tuned. Yes, in our advanced class, you can update your vocabulary with news clips from around the world. It's a good way to work on your news vocabulary. So I hope you'll enjoy the next few days with all of us here who are in the class. Check it out on the web. And this is Doris Brome, Peng Menghui, and I'd like to introduce the other panelists that we have today, our youth panelists.
Hi, everyone. This is Ethan. Glad to be with you today, and I hope that you learn a lot of new vocabulary. We're talking about debit cards today.
And I'm Esther. It's great to be here. We use debit cards a lot in Canada and America, and hopefully maybe you'll use it too one day.
And this is Bill. Hello, Doris. Nice to be here.
And Bill, do you have a debit card or not?
I don't have a debit card, actually. I have an ATM card for my bank and a credit card, but I never use a debit card.
I was wondering if the others do. I don't have one because I will tell you about it later. But what about you younger people in the class? Do you have one, Ethan, or not?
Well, when I'm in North America, I use my debit card quite frequently. I find it is a lot safer in some instances because I don't have to carry cash on my person.
Me too. When I go to the supermarket, when I pay for gas, I use my debit card in Canada.
I use a credit card. So we'll have to find out what's the difference in a debit and a credit card. They're both cards, and you don't have to carry cash. That's what we're going to talk about, isn't it?
Yes, we are. And maybe there'll be some issues of safety, but we'll also look into some other things like information and privacy.
Well, maybe I should just jump in right now and explain a little bit more about what a debit card is. It's very similar to a credit card in that it's a plastic card that you will carry in your wallet, and you can swipe it at a convenience store or store in North America, and it will withdraw money directly from your bank account and transfer it to the store where you made the purchase.
When you go through the line and you're buying things in a store, whether it's a department store or supermarket, and you get there and you, instead of paying cash, they'll say cash or credit. Then you just give your credit card or you give them the money. But now they will say debit or credit. And I think, I've got a credit card and I have cash, but I don't have a debit card. So let's find out about them. It says in our lesson on page 28 today that debit cards are the new cash.
Debit cards are the new cash. When Palmer and Perez go shopping, she takes her debit card to pay for everything she buys, including the sweater she just bought. Perez says she cannot imagine paying for clothing any other way. It takes money directly out of my checking account, said Perez, 30. I never have to worry about credit. Perez is one of millions of Americans who increasingly favor debit cards over other forms of payment. A recent poll conducted for Visa USA showed that when it comes to shopping for clothing, nearly half of the 1,562 people surveyed said they were most likely to use a debit card. Debit cards, which deduct money instantly from a consumer's checking account, are another example of how computers are changing the way people handle their money.
I don't know who this Palmer and Perez is. Do you want to talk about her a little bit?
Well, I think this is someone that our author for the article is just using as an example, probably someone that they interviewed in their research or a person like that.
Okay, usually we just say Momo Red. We don't know who it is, you know, Mrs. Wong, Mrs. Smith, Mrs. Jones, or when anyone goes shopping anyway. Let's just use Esther. When Esther goes shopping, she might take her debit card to pay for everything. Do you ever do that, Esther?
Yes, I do. And in fact, if I went shopping in Canada, I'd probably pay all my purchases with my debit card.
Well, she can't imagine doing it any other way. And she likes it. Why does she like to use that card?
Well, she likes it because it takes money directly out of her checking account. She never has to worry about credit.
Okay, so she doesn't have to worry about using more money than she has. Now, what if you would use your debit card and you use it for more money than you have? What would happen?
Well, at least for my debit card, there is a block where I can only spend $50 into the hole, or I can only spend $50 more than what I have in my bank account, and then my bank will close, will shut it down and say, I still owe them that $50, but I can't go too far into debt.
If you are in a store and you don't have enough money, then they'll say insufficient funds and you won't be able to pay for it.
So then they'll say, oh, I'm sorry, you can't buy this because you don't have enough money. So they will connect directly to the bank.
That's right.
Esther, what if you don't have enough money in the bank? Can you still buy those things then?
No, if you don't have enough money, then you just can't purchase them.
Well, it says that Perez is one of the millions of Americans who increasingly like this. They favor these debit cards over other forms of payment. Let's talk about different ways I could pay for things. I go to the store, and the clerk says, you owe me so much money. One easy way would say, okay, here's the money. Now, that's the way we always used to do it. What's wrong with that?
Well, there are several things that can happen with that. One is there's a higher risk in carrying cash on your person because now in this world there is so much robbery and theft that you can lose that money. There is also the fact that if you have a larger payment of several hundred dollars, you might not want to be carrying that much money on your person.
Okay, so sometimes we think it's dangerous now to carry too much cash. People might steal our wallet. They might see we have a lot of money in there and hit us over the head for it or something. So cash could be dangerous. Well, what about writing a check? I have a checkbook. Why don't I just write them a check for the amount of money?
Well, in some retail locations, they may not take your check. They have restrictions, or maybe they've had bad experiences in the past with customers writing bad checks. So a lot of times they may not take your check.
Usually a check is okay in the own city that you live in. But if I'm traveling and I live in Seattle and I go up to Canada, they might not take my check. Oh, in Seattle they will. So a check is not as useful unless you go to your regular stores. But a check is one way. People have done it. But then when you write a check, then you have to write down how much a check was for, and you have to write it in your checking account. So check's okay, but it's not the best. What about just using my credit card?
Well, a credit card will charge credit or money that you don't have, and then you have to pay them back with a monthly or however frequently a bill that you receive. And so there are advantages to that in that you can get more money if you don't have it right away and then pay it back later. But at the same time, you're putting yourself into debt, which can, if you are not careful, cause greater problems down the road.
And credit cards usually have very high interest rates, and many stores don't take credit cards too. So debit or cash might be safer and faster.
So a credit card is I can buy that. Even if I don't have money in the bank, I can buy it if my credit is good. But then I have to pay it. If I don't pay it by the end of the month, I might have to pay 18% or something like that. And some students who just get credit cards for the first time don't know how to control them, and they spend all kinds of money because they can sign it on their credit card, and that's not a good thing to do.
Yes, that's one of the problems, Doris, I was going to mention. It's almost painless, at least initially, when people make their purchase because they end up spending money that they don't have. And the next thing you know, they end up building a large credit card balance, maybe owing $5,000 or $10,000 or more. And it's a debt that a lot of times they can't get out from under.
So if you use a debit card, what happens is if you have the money in the bank, then they will take the money out of your bank and you don't have to worry about it. So that seems to be pretty good just by looking at it, doesn't it?
It is, and I think it is a fairly safe way. I mean, you are still at risk if your debit card gets stolen, just like a credit card, money can be charged to it. But it is safe because you are not going to be putting yourself in danger of going into deep debt.
Well, let's find out how many people actually use this. It tells us on lines 14 through 16 or so. Do a lot of people really use this or not? What does it say?
It says that nearly half of the people that were conducting a survey was conducted. Over 50% of these people were using debit cards.
Hmm. I think that's very interesting because probably 5 years ago, you wouldn't have found that many people using debit cards. Isn't that true?
Well, I think it has become much more popular, and I think, at least in Canada, one of the big things is that it is very, very convenient. You have the ability to withdraw money. It's like an ATM card, but you can also use it to make purchases in a store.
That's right. If you buy something, sometimes if you pay for with your debit card, they'll say, do you want cash back? And if you say yes, you can withdraw money from the grocery shop or from wherever you are and get money.
Okay, so if you need some money for something, you can just say, I need some money, and you can get it from your debit card, okay? Well, it says debit cards, which deduct money instantly from a consumer. We are the consumer, the customer, from our checking account, are another example of how computers are changing the way people handle their money. So without computers, could we do this?
Well, no, and how this works is that the machine actually hooks up to the network of the bank so that the money can be transferred instantly. And so if we didn't have computers, that network wouldn't be able to happen.
I hope they won't make a mistake and take somebody else's money out of my account.
Well, typically what I've seen with at least ATM bank cards is maybe you might put a transaction through and maybe you don't get the cash out of the machine. That might be a malfunction of the machine. Maybe Ethan has seen some other examples of things like that.
Well, and I think it is very important. I have had friends who've had purchases not come through or extra purchases. And so it is very important, even if you are using a debit card, to track what you are spending in another book. I keep a separate, it's like a checkbook, except it's for my ATM and debit card.
So you still have to look at it. Every now and then something happens. And the companies, the banks and all, they're usually pretty good about it. If you tell them right away, they'll see that you aren't charged for something that you didn't buy. But there are things that happen. But on the whole, most of the transactions or most of these sales that people do, they come out pretty good, don't they?
Yes, they do. And I think most people are very happy with what they can get.
So when you go to the bank, you can ask them for a debit card, or how do you get one?
Usually when you apply for an account, they'll ask you right up front in the application process.
Now, do people have both debit and credit cards, or do you usually just have one?
I have both a debit card and a credit card, and the debit card is also my bank card. So when I go to the bank to withdraw money, I use that as my bank card too.
It's a lot of cards we're getting these days, huh? A lot of plastic, they call it. They say, I'll pay for this with plastic because they're made out of plastic. So do you want cash or plastic, meaning your card, right?
Well, you have a lot of opportunities and ways to spend money, Doris.
Well, that's what happens. People spend too much. But we'll find out how many people use this system. It's a new thing, fairly new, the last few years anyway. More and more people are using it. So let's find out more about debit cards. Let's read the rest of the lesson.
For the first time last year, cash and checks accounted for less than half the payments, 47%, for in-store purchases, according to a study by the American Bankers Association and the Dove Consulting Group. A feature that distinguishes debit cards from credit cards is that they are linked directly to a bank account, so the money is immediately deducted. Keep track of the balance in your account so you don't end up with an overdraft, experts say. Jerry Detwiler, author of The Ultimate Credit Handbook, said consumers need to watch out for other pitfalls when using debit cards. Consumers should monitor their accounts closely for any unauthorized transactions, she said. If your card is lost or stolen, you may also be liable for losses. Fees are also an issue. Some banks and retailers charge fees for some debit card transactions, so make sure you know how much it is going to cost.
It would be nice if we had a little graph here that shows all this, but we have to read the words and get the picture in your mind here. Because for the first time last year, cash and checks accounted for or showed that less than half of the payments, 47% of those that were in-store purchases, it talks about those. Now, what is an in-store purchase? Are there other kind of purchases besides in-store purchases?
Yes, you can purchase things over the phone, and now on the internet you can buy many things too.
Right. People used to call up and order things and give them their number if they belong to something or at some store or grocery store or whatever. And now a lot of people do internet shopping.
And so in the past we see that more than half of these were still bought or accounted for by cash and checks. But now cash and checks are only responsible for 47% or less.
Okay. So the more and more people are using these other cards. That's still pretty close to half, though. Kind of half and half right now.
Actually, I'm surprised by that, Doris, that that's pretty low, 47%, particularly when you think of cash, too. I'm thinking about checks, too. Here in Asia, I don't believe people use checks very often.
No, they don't, because it's an identity problem and the Chinese names, and they can, you know, their names are different and they're spelled different and written different. But in America, we often use checks. People take their checkbook with them, and they'll say, write out a check to charity or something. So we use checks an awful lot still in the States, although probably less and less.
That's mm-hmm. right. And in the States, sometimes you can pay for things with your checks in stores, but in Asia, I don't think you can, using your personal check, pay for a purchase you make.
You can in America, but, I mean, people don't, you know, they do it in your own hometown more. You know, people go to the grocery store and write out a check and then put it down. But now more and more people are using the debit cards. But it's possible to write a check.
That's right.
But you don't do it very much here in Asia. I don't think they would take your check in a store. They might take your credit card.
Yes, I use my credit card here oftentimes, that or cash.
But we're talking about in-store purchases, when you go to the store and buy it in-store. That's an interesting phrase. Now, one of the features that shows the difference, distinguishes, means the difference between. You're comparing one thing another. So one thing that shows the difference between debit cards and credit cards is what, Esther?
They are directly linked to your bank account. So Ethan mentioned this earlier. When you buy something with your debit card, the money is deducted from your bank account.
It is immediately deducted. Now, I like to think if I write a check, and then I have a few days or something like that before it goes through the bank. Or if I use my credit card, perhaps I still haven't used my money. They're going to charge the bank. So if something happens and somebody steals it, I could let them know. But if they use my debit card, the money's already gone. It seems to be a little bit unsafe.
It is unsafe in that respect, but a debit card does come with a security number that you have to type in, so there is a security there. And the advantage also is that you can write a check for money that is not in your bank account, and then that check will bounce, we will say, or it will come back, and you will be charged a fine for putting too much money on a check. Whereas with this, it will just tell you, I'm sorry, you are not able to make this purchase at this time.
How embarrassing if I'm standing in line again. You don't have enough money. Can I hurry up and put some in there? How does that work?
What Ethan was talking about, of course, is one of our specialized terms, an overdraft. That's a deficit in a bank account caused by taking out more money than is in the account. I believe with the draft, with the debit card, there will be a limit. It cuts off. Ethan had said he can go $50 below what he has in his bank. But I know myself in the past, maybe once or twice in the past, I've actually written a check and made a mistake in my account. And I've actually written a check and there's been not enough money in the bank to cover that. And then I've had an overdraft.
Now, usually if you write a check and you have money in the bank anyway, they will often pay that but charge you a fine. Then you get charged for it.
So, yes.
For instance, the person that gets a check, they still get their money, though.
Right. The bank will cover that for you. They'll call that overdraft coverage.
Then they charge you for it.
They will charge a service fee for that.
So it's better not to have overdrafts. Don't over anything, huh? Too much, okay? So you can't do it if you have a debit card. Well, this man, Jerry Detweiler, he wrote this book called The Ultimate Credit Handbook. Now, the ultimate means the final. This is all you need to know. What does he say?
He says that consumers need to be aware of the pitfalls or the dangers in using debit cards.
Okay, now he's warning people, and there's danger in anything you do. Credit cards are a danger, we know that. But what are some of the pitfalls or some of the dangers? A pitfall, when you fall in a pit, you just fall in a big hole. It's pretty dangerous, isn't it?
That's right.
Might break your leg or kill yourself or you can't get out. So a pitfall means something that happens to you that it's a danger.
Well, someone may use your debit card without your permission, and this is an unauthorized transaction. Something that is unauthorized is used without your permission.
Okay, so they have to monitor their accounts very closely. That means to constantly check, monitor. Some people just say, oh, well, the bank will send it to me. I don't need to look at it. But do you ever monitor your money that you spend?
Well, I do, and I think this is very important. It is a form of a checking account, and so to keep track of your spending, every time I go out and if I buy a pizza, I go home and I write, I spent $19 on this pizza, and I keep track of everything, and then I can check. I check every 2 weeks to make sure that my balance adds up to what the bank's does, and if it doesn't, then I know there's a problem, and I will look at what that problem might be.
I think Ethan's pretty unusual that way. Most people probably don't do that.
I agree, Doris. The sentence is consumers should monitor their accounts. I read this, and I am amazed, actually, how many times, for instance, I will go to an ATM machine, and I will see receipts just littering the booth. And people just leave their receipts there. And I think, don't these people track their accounts? And also, at the same time, I've seen receipts in grocery stores, retail outlets, where people just toss the receipt to the side and keep no track of their records.
Well, you should monitor them, but also you have to watch for what we call these unauthorized transactions. And this is what Esther was talking about. That means that they've used them without your permission. They are not authorized. Authorized means you have permission. You are empowered to do it. If they're unauthorized transactions, a transaction is what?
A transaction is any transfer of money. So if I'm withdrawing money or putting money into a bank account, that would be a transaction, or buying something at the store.
That word trans means to be across something, trans-Pacific, across the Pacific Ocean, transatlantic, across the Atlantic. So trans is to go across. So any action that goes across from you and the bank, your transactions, then if they are not really given permission by you, you have to be careful. Now, it could even be somebody in your family sometimes, or a kid might get his parents and they need something and they would know what their dad's number is. It could be kind of dangerous. It's a temptation for people, isn't it? But it says if your card is lost or if it's stolen, you might also be responsible. You might be liable for losses. That's very frightening.
Liable is a legal term that we see a lot of times in cases, and it means having legal responsibility for something or someone. So that means if something happens, it could come back to you and you have to pay.
And banks also do have some safety measures in place. So for example, my debit card, I can only use up to $500 at once, and also every week I think I can use up to $3,000, and if someone takes my debit card and tries to make a large purchase, then the bank won't let that purchase go through.
Now, $3,000, that's still quite a bit, and so you need to be careful, and if you find that your debit card is missing, you need to freeze it right away. It's the same as a credit card. You call in right away and say, my debit card is missing. Please do not let any more money be withdrawn from my account.
So everybody has to be careful to write down all the numbers of your credit cards, your debit cards, passports, any important things. Write them and keep them in a separate place, maybe a copy at home or give a copy to your family or something.
Yes, I had given the example earlier, Doris, during a break we were talking. I had had my credit card stolen one time, and I realized that about an hour and a half after it had happened, but during that time over $7,000 had been charged on my credit card.
In that short time, $7,000, yeah. That's frightening, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
People can go and sign your name and get away with that. Now, did you have to pay that yourself? Or
I actually did not, no, because I reported it quickly, and then it was very clear that there was some type of crime that was committed because of the charges involved.
Did they ever catch those people?
I don't believe so.
One thing you can do is change your PIN number from time to time. And your PIN number is just your password for your debit card, PIN, personal identification number. And if you change it every month or every couple of months, then people can't use it. But you
probably
have to be
forget
careful.
What it is yourself.
That's right.
If you don't write it in a safe place, you might forget what it is, all your passwords and everything like that. Well, the next part of our lesson, the last few sentences here said that fees, money that is charged for services, a fee is what you pay. It's also an issue. And an issue is just something we have to think about, something to consider. So what about these fees?
Well, some banks and retailers charge fees for debit card transactions, and you need to make sure you know how much it's going to cost. For example, I get 15 free transactions with my bank, and then if I have more than that every month, I have to pay $1.50 for every transaction. So it can be quite expensive.
So you have to know that. Sometimes if I'm traveling into some country, maybe Italy or someplace, and you want to use a credit card or you use cash, and they'll say, well, I can give this to you cheaper if you pay cash, because they have to pay a fee for the credit card. So sometimes you have to know whether it's worth it. But it certainly is true that a card is a lot more convenient than a lot of cash, especially if you're in another country and you don't know how their money works, their currency, and you don't know how much it's worth. You just use your credit card.
Actually, Ethan makes a point about feeling more comfortable carrying his card instead of cash. I feel uncomfortable myself carrying a large amount of cash, so I can see his point.
A lot of cash or a lot of cards? Well, I guess, you know, we have to be careful these days. Well, our time is up for today, but we will be able to talk about this a little bit more in review. But remember, whatever you do, don't spend beyond your limit. Don't have any overdrafts. Be sure that things are accounted for, and check for unauthorized transactions. I think Ethan can set a good example of a young person who's keeping track of their money, because this is one of the things that you have to learn. If you don't learn it, you're going to be in trouble your whole life, right?
Yes, it is very important.
So debit cards are the new cash. They're here now. Find out more about them and how you can use them. Tomorrow we'll go over to another subject in our newsworthy clips. And I hope that it will help your vocabulary as you check over these words. Check the web, too, for our vocabularies. And thanks for being with us today, everyone. Keep your cards safe and check on everything. Bye now.
Goodbye.